One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend, she doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast, week by week, is changing that, isn't it?
Not really.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. Carrie Bradshaw is her idol. And this week, she went viral. It's Bobby, a little bit of the bubbly. Oh!
Did it go viral? Is that how many people need to see it for it to be classed as viral?
Well, I think 32,000 people is enough to say that it went viral.
Is that how much it was?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
That's good.
So, just to explain, the new AEW champion, which, if you're not watching wrestling at the minute, is WWE's new rival promotion. They crowned their new champion at the weekend, wrestling legend Chris Jericho. And he went viral this week because in an interview, off the cuff, he said the words, "A little bit of the bubbly." It's a long story. If you want to go check it out, just search online. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's tweeting this little clip
of... I don't know why people are so excited about that. Like, what's the big deal?
It's just the viral nature of the internet now. Like, if someone says something really funny, everyone picks up on it.
What's so funny about saying a little bit of the bubbly?
It's just because it's Chris Jericho. He just said...
I know what...
Ooh! A little bit of the bubbly. Anyway, I've been saying it all week.
I know you have.
Bobby then sent me an audio note on WhatsApp. And what did it say?
Did you ask me to send it?
Nope.
Didn't you? I just said, a little bit of the bubbly.
I put it on Twitter and she said, delete it.
Without my consent.
She said, delete it, delete it. And within 30 seconds, Chris Jericho retweeted it to his 3.5 million followers.
Cheers, Chris.
So Bobby, saying the words... A little bit of the bubbly was seen by 30,000 people.
That's right, weird. In fact, people were quite nice about me. They kept saying that you should marry me. Good job you are.
So, of course, since he made you a viral sensation, it's now time to show you one of his matches. This is personal. It's No Mercy 2008. It's Chris Jericho, a little bit of the bubbly, versus the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
And what does No Mercy mean again?
It's just the name of the event.
Oh.
This is for the World Championship, and it's in a match that Shawn Michaels revolutionised.
Why?
It's a ladder match. I've seen a few of these before.
Yeah,
belts hanging above the ring.
Why did Shawn Michaels revolutionise it?
He was in the first ever ladder match at WrestleMania 10 against Razor Ramon.
Okay.
Jericho's the nasty heel in this.
So, yeah.
HBK is the man.
I don't like the way you say Jericho, and a lot of other people don't like it either, do they?
Nah.
He's trying to say Jericho.
Jericho.
No, that's not.
Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho at No Mercy.
No, that's not how I sound.
So HBK is the man that the fans are rooting for. Jericho's the bad guy. You're going to get your fix of steel and violence, which I know you're into at the minute.
I've never heard of Chris Jericho before this week. Oh, actually, no, I've heard you say it, but I couldn't pick him out of a crowd. I wouldn't know what he looked like.
So he looks a lot different now. So,
he's got long hair now, hasn't he?
Jericho is probably the king of longevity in the wrestling business. The man you are seeing now, who is the new AEW champion, who loves a little bit of the bubbly, is 48 years old. This is 10 years ago.
Yeah, but loads of them are still going now, aren't they?
Yeah, but not to the level where you are the champ. Like, he's like the number one guy of the promotion.
Right.
It's like you've seen Goldberg.
Is AEW like, really, is that like...
Oh, they've got a lot of money. They are making moves in the industry.
Not saying though, is it?
They are debuting on a massive...
I imagine it's like, on a Saturday night, you've got like the X Factor and BGT. They're like your big shows. But then you've also got things like Dancing on Ice. It's not as... People don't like it.
Are you saying that AEW is like Dancing on Ice?
I mean, that's just how I picture it to be. Like, it's good, but it's not as... Like, he would rather be the WWE champ, I imagine.
Vince offered him a contract and he went, no, I'm going to AEW.
Why, though?
Because he wants to revolutionise the industry. He needs to keep moving. He evolves.
In AEW, is he a different character?
Yeah, he's like this rock and roll, like, beast.
That's weird.
Yeah, he's real cool.
but not, so he's not this man anymore.
No, but he's changed all the way through his career. This is...
I hate the changes. You can't just change who you are.
Yeah, he ain't changed, like... it's not the sort of change where you go from being a dentist to Kane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this match. This is renowned and regarded as one of the classic ladder matches in the history of wrestling.
Why?
Because it's two of the greatest performers going head-to-head. You've got Shawn Michaels in the red and black tights.
I never understand why everyone fancied Shawn Michaels.
Oh, ladder to the face of Chris Jericho.
I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. He looks like Kevin Costner.
So, like I've said before, this is towards the back end of Shawn Michaels' career.
So, he's older now. He's on his way out. Do you know what I want to see more of? I want to see more of, like, the final matches, the last ones.
Oh, do you mean, like, retirement matches and stuff?
Yeah. I think I'd like to see some of them. Because they're more, like... moments of history, aren't they?
I showed you Ric Flair in his retirement match in our first ever episode, and you went
back. Then he came back.
Shawn Michaels is climbing the ladder.
A retirement match, though. Let's have one of them next week.
Okay, cool. Shawn's climbing the ladder.
We got blood, people.
Jericho's bleeding. Shawn's reaching for the belt, but Jericho's come behind him.
Oh, look at that idiot in the crowd. He's got a laser.
Oh, my God. Jericho's about to powerbomb Shawn Michaels off the ladder. Shawn's reversing it. Flips him over. Sunset flip. Rolls him away. Oh,
like a roly-poly.
Ooh.
Oh, God. I thought it was so cool when he did that.
Jericho just did a monkey flip to Shawn Michaels, who landed on the ladder.
Are you just making these names up?
Oh, he falls off.
Are you making these names up?
Look, don't come at me for my commentary.
Was it actually called a monkey flip?
Yeah, it was.
You're a liar.
I swear down, that was a monkey flip.
No, it wasn't. Was it?
Yeah, it was. Jericho's bleeding. These are two of the greatest of all time in the ring right now.
Jericho, slam it into his ribs.
Ooh, Jericho slams the ladder into Shawn Michaels' gut and then drops it on his back.
Are they real ladders, do you think? Are they made of like light things?
I don't understand what you mean by that. How can you have a fake ladder?
Made of like lightweight. Because that to me doesn't look like a prop. Like ladders are heavy.
Yeah, but obviously they'll be significantly lighter than your window cleaner's ladder.
Yeah, so it's not a real ladder then.
But it is a real ladder, because what makes a fake ladder? Because if you can climb it and get to the top of it, it's a real ladder.
It's not like a heavy-duty ladder.
No, but it's still a real ladder because you can climb it.
But they're special wrestling ladders is what I mean.
But it's real, isn't it?
Well, kind of.
Oh! Jericho thrown into the ladder. He's got his leg caught. He's got his leg caught in the ladder, and Shawn Michaels is capitalising, slams him to the floor, nearly breaks his leg clean off his ankle.
It surprises me how often... like, they use glitter on their outfits.
Right, who's using glitter?
Jericho's covered in glitter. He's wearing purple sparkly pants.
Ooh.
And when I say pants, I mean like undies for our American listeners.
Do you prefer trousers or undies?
I think just get them in as little as possible. Purely because I think that's probably easier for them. Like I imagine Chris is at an advantage here because Shawn Michaels is wearing those really long leather pants, I'm sure, quite hot, not very easy to move around in.
Shawn used to wear really tight, you've seen him in them, the Heartbreak Kid trousers when he was younger, really tight with the hearts on them, and I could never buy into him when he wore those because I missed the old tight trousers.
When he wore these ones you didn't like?
Yeah, I didn't like them ones. Shawn drops Jericho on the ladder on his knee. And now he's putting him in.
A
and now he's putting.
Leg lock.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
It is. Oh my God! Did you just call the move?
Yes.
Who made the figure four leg lock famous?
Oh, now you're pushing it. I don't know.
Come on. You can
know.
Do this.
Goldberg.
It couldn't be more opposite of Goldberg. I'll give you a clue.
Woo! Ric Flair.
Yep.
I was going to say him as well.
Was you?
Yeah.
Go with your instincts.
I called a move.
I'm so proud of you.
Do I get a prize?
Yeah. In fact, actually, have you got that little brown... We forgot to do it last week. Grab the little brown bag. All right, this is our brown bag. So just to recap...
Curly Nanny gave Ian some wrestling figures. They're really old.
In a brown bag. She got them from a car boot.
They used to belong to one of my cousins when he was little, and he grew out of them.
Dip your hand in and pull one out. Who have we got?
Have you done this man before?
No, who is that?
Oh, I know this
We've
man.
We've done a match with him before. Describe him. Describe the figure.
He looks like a gladiator.
Yes. He's got a bit of
long
a big chin.
Hair, bit of a goatee beard going on. Big strong arms.
Oh, Jericho slams the ladder on Shawn Michaels' face. That's the money. Leave Shawn's face alone.
I can't remember who it is.
When you're standing on the of a cliff.
Oh, Edge.
Yes.
Are you sure we've not done him before?
Don't think so. Look at Edge. Yeah, there you go. He's mucky. He's been played with a lot, hasn't he?
Yeah, and do you know, my cousin who used to own these, his nickname was Edge.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why he played with him.
He's called Elliot, but He was called Edge.
All right, put them back. Thank you. We'll revisit the magic brown bag next week. Jericho's at the top of the ladder. Shawn Michaels is pushing it from the bottom. Jericho's kicking back. Shawn's in the berth down on the floor.
I think they'd just do themselves a favour if matches didn't go on for that long. How long are matches normally?
I'd say the average match that I've been showing you is about 20 minutes.
Really?
Yep.
God, they feel like longer than that.
These two have had so many good feuds over the years. There was a point where Jericho...
Give me some context. What's like their beef at the minute?
Oh, Jericho gets tossed on top of the ladder. Oh, and he falls out of the ring. Good God,
what's
that was nasty.
Beef? What's the beef?
So the beef here is like they are literally just fighting for the title. Jericho's done some nasty stuff, but he has actually at one point punched Shawn Michaels' wife, legit,
what?
In the mouth.
Who did?
So there was a point in wrestling, I think it was after this.
Shawn Michaels did that.
Shawn Michaels was in the ring with his wife.
Yeah.
And Jericho, he was meant to like pretend to punch Shawn's wife, but he full on clocked her and made her bleed.
Why are you not showing me that match?
I'll show you.
Well, now I know what happened. Why on earth would you not
show... That wasn't in the match, that was in a promo.
Why on earth are you not showing me the bit where someone's wife gets accidentally punched in the mouth instead of showing me this where they're faffing around with a load of ladders? I don't care about the ladders. That's the sort of drama I want to see. So annoying. I want to see another promo. I want to see a retirement match. And if I don't get that, I'm quitting.
All right, next week I'll show you the punch.
I liked the promo thing that we watched.
Right, I will show you the punch and then I will show you Shawn Michaels' retirement match.
All right, fine. But it's your last chance.
Things are getting spicy because you know what's happening right now. Sean's pulling the monitors off the announce table. He's set up the ladder right next to it. This can only mean one thing: chaos.
See, this is the stuff that's just really unrealistic.
Sean's put Chris Jericho, also known as Y2J, on top of the table. Sean is climbing the ladder. He's gonna do something.
Wasting time. We should just go and get the belt.
Yep, that's logic. But sometimes you get caught up in the rivalry, you want to hurt your opponent. Oh God, Jericho hits back at Shawn. And they are both now on top of the ladder, right next to the table. What's going to happen?
I've just thought of a gimmick.
Wait, you can't do the gimmick now. Oh my God! Oh, back body drop off the top of the ladder through the announce table.
So I think Chris Jericho in this looks a bit like Steve Irwin. So that should be a gimmick.
Well, the crocodile hunter?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great idea.
He'll say things like, crikey.
What else? Does he come to the ring with a croc?
Yeah.
Croc files. All right, then.
Rest in peace.
It's a good time. Yeah, rest in peace, Steve-O. This is a good time to go to...
Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
Should we play it?
Yeah.
It's time to play Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it. Dig it. Okay, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and all you got to do is tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. And just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior, attire, and other
distinguishing traits they may have.
Ray Cupleaves. Ray made his debut in 1991. An angry gardener, known by his fans as the Ace of Spades. Ray would wear mud-covered dungarees, gloves, and wellies. His catchphrase was, "I'm about to dig your grave!" And his finishing move was, "The Damn DeLion DDT." Ray Cupleaves, real gimmick or fake gimmick?
Fake gimmick.
What do you think of his name?
I don't really get his name.
Ray Cupleaves.
Oh, Ray Cupleaves. Oh, God. Fake gimmick. That one required a lot of thought, but I'm going fake.
Why?
Never heard of him.
Yeah, but you haven't heard of any wrestlers. You can't just use that theory.
I know, but some of the gimmicks I feel like I would have heard of.
The Damn DeLion DDT.
Yeah, fake gimmick.
I'm about to dig your grave.
I'm telling you, you're not going to change my mind. It's fake gimmick.
Ray Cupleaves.
Yeah, it's definitely fake.
All right, it's fake gimmick. Well played. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it, dig it, dig it. Back to the match. It's No Mercy, 2008. Jericho and Shawn have just together gone through the announce table right in front of Jim Ross's nose.
Who's Jim Ross?
Commentator.
Who's the guy in the big hat?
Jim Ross.
Oh. The cowboy hat.
Yeah. He's the one who said famous wrestling quotes that make wrestling moments live forever, such as, "By God, he's got a family!" And, "He broke him in half!"
I've never heard of them. It's not exactly. They think it's all over. It is now. That's a football quote for America.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Jericho's got Sean. He's trying to superplex him over the top of the ladder. Oh, Sean pushes Jericho off and he falls back first into the canvas. And Sean climbs onto the top rope. He's about to... No, he's not going to do this.
That's a mess.
Jericho's in trouble here. The ladder is on top of him. Jericho. Shawn Michaels, elbow drop onto the ladder.
He didn't even touch him. That was terrible. It didn't even look slightly convincing. This is like... Sean's like one of those girls that go to the gym with their hair down and loads of makeup on.
Why is he?
Because he's got really long hair and he's not put it in a sensible style for physical activity.
Sean is tuning up the band, looking to hit sweet.
Oh, I hate you when they do this.
Oh! Planted square in the face with a ladder, that
Chris
Jericho.
Who's going
to
win?
Go on, who do you think is going to win? Oh my God, Jericho's lost a tooth. I remember this. Jericho's lost a tooth.
Has he? Rewind it.
I'm going to pause it on his face.
He's lost a tooth. It didn't even look that tough.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Did you see that?
Yeah. He's lost a tooth.
Can you imagine being that good looking? Oh.
He'd be fuming.
You'd be fuming.
Although, he probably wouldn't care. He's got loads of money. You can just get a new one.
Say wrestling's fake as you want. You've lost your
tooth.
I won't be able to perform in the rest of the match because I'd be constantly feeling my tooth and my tongue going, my tooth's gone.
And that would really hurt as well. That
Jericho with the lion salt.
With the what?
The lion salt. It's where he jumps off the second rope and does a flip. It's so good.
Lion salt is quite good.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I can't believe he's lost his tooth. That must kill.
This match is simply toothless. Ruthless.
Which point did he... Again with the dad jokes. I wonder which point he lost his tooth. Think he felt it come out. And where is it as well? Just lying around.
Well, it's gone now, hasn't it?
You'd want to find it though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Might have swallowed it.
Jericho has trapped Sean under the ladder and he's now climbing it to get the belt. But Sean is tipping him off. Oh my God, no. Oh, Jericho all the way out, outside
the
ring.
Where's the ladder gone? Oh, there.
Got tipped out. That must have been at least 20 feet in the air. Fell to the floor and now he's clutching at his knee.
He's going to win then.
You think HBK is winning?
HBK is going to win. Which is a shame, considering he's lost his tooth.
God, this is nasty. In regards...
Look, a real ladder would not flop around like that. It's practically bouncing.
In regards to the match concepts you've seen so far, you've seen standard matches, you've seen buried alive matches.
I don't like ladder matches.
Why?
They annoy me. I just don't know something about it. I just find it a bit irritating. Just too much to go. Just get them out of the way.
So Jericho...
I like just fighting.
Okay, Jericho's out of action.
Sean's
climbing the ladder.
I don't like where they have to try and get something. I just like old school, pin him down.
What about when the papers for ownership of the Sun?
Yeah, that was all right, but that was different.
Oh, Michaels was so close. I remember watching this. I always wanted...
Get it.
Sean is grabbing the belt. He's grabbing the belt. He's got it. Sean's got it, surely.
No, it's bad. Oh, this is what annoys me. It gets to this point, I'm like, someone... I just want it to be over. And it's like, you think it's nearly going to be over, and then someone else knocks someone off.
Jericho has knocked Shawn Michaels off. He looks like...
Now he's lying upside down.
Looks like a broken man.
Come on, hurry up. So annoying.
We can't hear you.
Oh.
So Jericho is now climbing. It looks like he broke his leg out there and he's hopping up 1 foot at a time. Sean's climbing up with him. They're up there.
Oh, he slapped him like a little bitch.
Who's
this? It looks like a teenage boy.
Oh, it's Lance Cade. It's Chris Jericho's sidekick.
Oh, God.
Sean is about to get the belt. Oh, he jumps off and clotheslines Lance Cade. Jericho's hanging upside down on the other side of the ladder. Cade swings for him. Shawn Michaels, sweet chin music. But Jericho has come to.
Is he going to get it? He's going to get it.
Oh, man. The champion's got the belt. Stop him, Sean. Stop him.
Is someone else going to come flying in now?
Oh, God, this is great. They're all both fighting at the top of the ladder for the belt.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, they're both fighting. They've both got a hold of the belt.
Just knock him out.
Oh, God. Jericho's hanging backwards by the belt.
He's going to get it.
It's a tug of war on the world title.
Come on.
Sean's clutching at the belt desperately. Jericho's holding tight. Don't let go, Sean. He pulls it back. Oh, no. And Jericho
got it.
Retains the world title.
Great.
Sean falls back. Jericho keeps the belt. I imagine.
Winner.
He's about to go backstage and open.
He did deserve that, to be fair. He lost a tooth.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Yeah. You do have fair play to him.
Two men right there who, in my opinion, would be on the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestlers.
I don't know what that is.
Wow.
Right, next week then, what are we doing? Because I've given you some suggestions.
All right, so let's next week We will do. No, the thing is, you just said you so many mixed signals. You want a good promo.
I either want a good promo or a retirement match.
But you want a big fight as well.
Surely a retirement match should be a big fight.
Well, let me do a bit of research into it then, yeah?
Yeah, fine.
So I'm going to accept... Oh, look at his tooth gone. Oh, good God. Go find that tooth, Jericho. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we would love it if you would rate and review us. Just click 5 stars, then click write a review when you leave that review. Tell us your first name and your profession, and we'll give you your very own wrestler name. So last week, we gave Russell Bailey, a wrestling name.
Yeah.
He was a quantity surveyor, and we called him...
Skyscraper.
Now, Russ Bailey loved that so much that I've found him on Twitter because he followed us and he tweeted us. He's actually changed his name on Twitter to Russ Skyscraper Bailey.
That's the appreciation these names should get.
Oh, yeah, he's carrying it forward. This ain't no gimmick. This is real deal stuff.
He's a real wrestler now.
So we'll be back next Tuesday, but in the meantime, you should try out one of the other podcasts on the Secret Recordings Network. What about I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend?
Yeah, that is a good one. That is good. It's really funny. Go and have a listen to it. Listen to ours first, but...
Oh, bit of a rivalry here.
If you've got time, you can listen to that one if you want.
It's like WWE versus AEW. All right, so Bobby still doesn't love wrestling. Next week, I'm going to blow her socks off when we return for another episode of...
I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.